Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley. A quick rant of truth here. And kind of a question of truth, because I saw something the other day that was intriguing, and I'm just trying to work through my head. Is this like a pretty good little joke, or is it something else? And I'll tell you what I saw, and then I'll let you think of what's the other alternative. So I'm at a convenience store, and next to me is backing up super duper slowly a vehicle so they can pull out straight. And I'm just wondering, I'm seeing a little bit of the back of the vehicle. Is that a Tesla? Looks like it might be a Tesla. And then I realize it's a Tesla, and I'm like, maybe they're just doing their fancy little backup deal. They probably have a nice backup function. They're like, I just like to get straight, and it's fun to pull out. It's kind of fun to use this function. So I do see it's a Tesla. And then on the way out, as I get out of my car, no, actually, I'm about to pull out myself. I'm just waiting for them to pull in. And I see that they have a bumper sticker in their window, because that's the right place to put bumper stickers, in your rear left window where it's not in your way and not on your car, so it doesn't destroy your paint job. So that's what I do. I put them on that little triangular window behind my rear window, or maybe on the low part of the back of the window where it's, you know, kind of tinted anyway, not far from your center taillight. And anyway, his says, I bought this before Elon went crazy. Huh. You know, at least notable, like, you know, on topic, on cue. And that's pretty good, right? I think. Is that pretty good? That's pretty good, right? Right. I bought this before Elon went crazy. I'm like, that's okay. Yeah. He's got a Tesla. Everybody's good. And then I thought, wait a second. And I actually had this kind of conflict immediately. And this is, the circumstances have been changed for dramatic purposes. What else was I wondering? Is it that that's a pretty good joke, or, gonna give you a second. You can pause if you'd like. Okay, I'm back. Or is it the biggest possible virtue signal you could possibly give? And of course, it depends on the intent of the sticker-er. It does depend on the intent of the sticker-er. And so I'm saying, on average, don't know this guy from Adam. And by the way, I rolled down my window and said, hey, sir, great bumper sticker. You know, I figure I can, you know, add a little positivity. He put it there for a reason, whether he thought it's because it made me giggle or he thought it made me know that he's really a good person despite having a Tesla. I don't know, but I was just trying to create a sense of positivity and community in that moment. So I said, hey, sir, great bumper sticker. He just kind of smiled, almost like as I rolled down, because I had pulled off and to the right so I could go left. I backed up to the right. Almost as I roll down my, passenger side, because that's what I would be talking at him through. You can almost see, I bet you it's about the bumper sticker. Yeah, I bet it is. It's like, that's right, it was. I love this bumper sticker people give me. And then I know that I'm in my community. Bro, you are not. I'm a libertarian. I would never, ever vote Democratic. So, you are not. However, good bumper sticker. You know, I got a good heart that way. But seriously, though, is it just a good little bit of humor? Or is it also trying to be divisive slash, hey, I don't want anybody to think that I actually agree with him. I mean, you know, but it is a car and I bought it. And what are you going to do? I was really like, it's a good car, right? I mean, it's a good car, but I know he's gotten political. So that's the question. Isn't that interesting? Interesting. I won't really mull on it a lot. I will say this. What's interesting to me is that, in my opinion, of Rand Paul, Massey, is it Thomas? Massey, Elon Musk, the guy from Overstock, the MyPillow guy, and Donald Trump, Elon Musk is the least, quote, crazy of all of them. All he did was buy X so people can actually still say everything that they want to say. And then, yeah, he operated a department of efficiency. And then once he wanted to get too efficient, then he got shut down on it, was called a crazy person. So congratulations, your bumper sticker basically matches with what Donald Trump thinks about Elon Musk. Remember how they had the big breakup? Then he finally agreed with you people on the left. So congratulations, your bumper sticker is something, you know, maybe if Trump has a Tesla, he might put on his Tesla. You guys are in agreement. Congratulations on your bumper sticker. So, I mean, I've got some divisive bumper stickers on my windows, and I don't really care. You know, some of them are just to confuse people. I mean, I just like that the combination confuses people. Something about, you know, karma will get your ass, and then, you know, another one that says is something that could be considered anti-left when it's really just about Second Amendment. So I like that they can see that at the same time, and sometimes in my rear view I can see, you know, people's heads seeming to expand out of confusion. What? Karma, yeah, karma will get your ass. And what? Something about AR-15s and supporting them? Whoa! Maybe they're married and, like, that's how they get along, you know, kind of like if you lived in Arizona and it says, the house divided, Arizona, University of Arizona / Arizona State. That must be it, right? Because no one person could have both of those thoughts. So, yeah, your thoughts. I mean, actually, you know, you can leave comments. Nobody ever does. I know I never do on episodes, but feel free. Also, I am, what I say, my fundamental podcast platform is Audio Boom. And somewhere in there, they added ridiculous AI or something. And I had a nice generated email address. It's an alternate email address that does go along with my other primary addresses, but it allows you to create one. And it was a duck dot, you know, like DuckDuckGo. And it allowed me to create an email address. So I made one that worked really well with the show. Like, I don't know, TysonHarley1776@duck.com. But then idiot AI or all the snooping they do go, that's not a real email address. Well, it is. It works. I get emails through it, just not very many. And I can send to it. But for whatever reason, I got some notice about taking off a bad email address. You know, I don't know, like I'm trying to spam somebody or get somebody to go to a bad page. First of all, it's an email address, so I'm not sure how you go to a bad page, but must have been the justification. But you can go find in the old episodes that I don't think I had to take it off of all of them. So if you want to email me specifically, I think it was Tyson.Harley.1776, but it's some combination. Just go look at the other one. It could have been TysonHarley1776 altogether. I don't remember, @duck.com. So look at the older episodes, and you can see that at the bottom of the episodes. But apparently anyone I put up now, I couldn't put that up, or at least that's the side of it I landed on because I was getting this notification. And so, but check out the old ones. You can email me too. You can obviously comment on Spotify. You can probably comment if you go find it on Audio Boom and others, but I wouldn't see him on the others. All right, guys. Yeah. Let's see. Elon Musk, owner of a product that a bunch of lefties like. I'm not saying that's bad. I think the electric vehicle market would be nowhere if not for all the subsidization of the electrical vehicle market. And I've told you that many a times. Like, almost every large EV battery plant has been something that is a big chess move with our taxpayer money and subsidization instead of the market itself being big enough that people want to invest billions of dollars in electric vehicle battery plant. And if you go look it up, in almost every single case, it's certainly 7 to 10 that I looked up, these battery plants, at least domestically in the U.S., were wooing companies from overseas with billions of dollars in subsidies. And so, you know, that to me says, all right, economically, it is not really a good thing yet, or it would be inexpensive enough. If you think about price being a reflection of the resources needed to and the difficulty and the price of those resources needed, the price of the final product is really the reflection of how hard was it to get to all the resources and create the thing and make the thing. And if you have to subsidize something, and let alone subsidize it massively, then the only reason it's on the market to the extent it is because of that subsidization. So I don't agree with electric vehicles. I think, and we know that, again, you have to redo your house in order to really do a proper charger. Like your whole electrical system for a vehicle, unless it's a super duper slow charge. And so you literally could not have a whole neighborhood worth of Teslas. You couldn't. It wouldn't work. Now, what they've done engineering-wise in a Tesla is pretty amazing. They're pretty awesome. But it really should just be a rich person's toy for a reason. Because as much as the high-end ones cost, they should cost a lot more. And any of them should be twice to three times as much. I exaggerate. I don't know that calculus. I just know that if we wouldn't have a electric vehicle, a battery plant in the United States without these subsidizations that add to billions of dollars just to create them and then require an improved grid system even near them. Because why? Because they take so much energy. Duh. And you subsidize to the point where it's not even small, factories where like a local municipality might want to bring them in with just tax dollars, but it's a quote giga plant because of how big it is, then maybe, just maybe, the world is not ready for it yet. And the technology is not there and you're awaiting the technology. Like I could create a gold plated motorcycle plane, but it would be ridiculous and it would cost too much. But if some idiots wanted to subsidize a gold-plated motorcycle plane factory, then, yeah, I mean, you could create this small, strange market for people who just have it as, like, this niche goal that they want. So, yeah, there you go. I bought this before Elon Musk went crazy. Elon went crazy. Kind of a good joke. I mean, like I said, I did like, okay, that's pretty good. You got to admit. I mean, I don't particularly agree with the underlying thing, but just to, you know, the timeliness of the joke and kind of the relevancy of the joke, given the context of the car, like, I know what you're thinking, or the biggest virtue signal ever. I don't want people to think that I bought this after I knew he was crazy. I'm going to have a good lefty after all. And of course, he was a white guy who had looked exactly like you'd think a white progressive dude in his mid to late 20s or early 30s would look. That's him. Yep. That picture you have in your head, that's him. But he did have a good smile when I said, hey, good bumper sticker, I like it. All right, guys, thanks for listening to Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley.